Step two of how to apply this Gallup Q12 employee engagement stuff is coming up.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
A lot of you are not going to like this one because a lot of you may have no control over it. This has to do with supervision. At the end of the day, when it comes to employee engagement, you've got to make sure that the right managers are selected and the right managers are in place, and that these managers are holding other employees accountable for their engagement levels. You're like, well, Pete, I can't do that. I don't hire my supervisor. I don't hire those people. But if you're at a level, maybe a C-level or a hiring manager level or an HR level, make sure you get the right people in the right roles and use the probationary period correctly. In the civil service where I work, it's 365 days is your probation. For the most part, you can be terminated for a good reason, a bad reason, no reason at all. But once you make day 366, you have what's called sort of employee rights to your position. So you may have a 3-month probationary period. Or maybe you work in a state where you can let somebody go at any time. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't be doing that. You've got get the right managers in place and make sure that those managers are also holding the employees accountable. This is what is going to help drive employee engagement. You can't send out a Q12 survey or an employee engagement survey if the manager gets the data and goes, "Oh, that's nice to know. I'm not going to do anything about it, but that's interesting. That's what I thought. People are upset about this." So make sure that your supervisors, your leaders, have the right frame of mind and do what you can to communicate, share that information, and make sure the right leaders are in the right roles. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll give you the third step to making sure this employee engagement stuff works. Talk to you then.